Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons encourage you to testify to what you believe. Be willing to stand in faith and walk in your prosperity. Now here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is with us today again with some really good things for us. We appreciate your intense study and all you do to prepare these so that we can just come in and listen to them.
I have a great time.
Glory.
I really do. The preparation time of this is so much fun, just digging this in the Word, digging this out of the Word. And especially when I go back and refer to the things that Brother Copeland, you, Brother Hagin, all of the things that you've taught over these 50 years.
Think about 50 it.
50 years of ministry. You've been in the ministry 50 years. And just gotten started. Yeah. And well, what we're talking about today is something that I think everybody is interested in, and that is getting results in their prayers.
Yes, amen.
The results in faith, people are wanting to know how do you get effective results? And there is a series that I started listening to last year by Brother Hagin, and it's a series that we've actually heard in person there. We all went up to Tulsa together for one of his meetings, and he taught this during a prayer seminar. And he calls it Steps to Answered Prayer. Brother Copeland, he's done a similar series called Seven Steps to Answered Prayer, seven Steps to Prayer that brings results. Yeah. And what I did was I took what Brother Copeland said, Brother Hagin said, put them together and came up with 10 steps.
Brother George's 10
steps. And but these are all, Gloria, these are all foundational truths that I've been taught over the years, but you have to repeat them over and over again. Can't let them slip.
You don't want to put your foundation in, build your house, and then decide, I think I'll change that foundation and go tear your foundation up. What happens if you were to do that?
The whole house will come down.
Your house would collapse.
Yeah.
So we really do.
And I would say the majority of what we do on this broadcast is really a review of what we've already been taught, what I've already been taught by what you have taught us. We are talking about faith steps, how to get your prayers answered.
But that's how you don't let things slip, as you continue to hear.
Over and over again.
And check yourself out with the Word.
Yeah, have to remind yourself.
What am I saying? What am I doing?
Yep. And it's always, I always enjoy, like for instance, when you've come to do chapel here at the ministry, or, I mean, every time I hear you, you are the heart of the ministry, and that comes out and it stirs me to where I get excited just listening to you, because it the things that you say are so focused on what we do by faith.
Yes, amen.
And when we go back and listen to Brother Hagin and people like that, just stir that back up on the inside.
It does.
And it becomes so alive to us. Well, the key is to stay there.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't let it slip to where you're not listening to this, or, well, I haven't been listening to my CDs, or haven't been listening to my Brother Cope.
Keep your foundation
strong.
Oh,
man. We watch the Believer's Voice of Victory every day. We make sure that we're getting that Word. Yeah. We watch the weekend broadcast. We watch it all the time. Keep the Word going all the time. Well, in these 10 steps, Gloria, we started a week ago Monday, and we began with the steps that will help you get your answers. And what you do, step one, you decide what you want from God, and you get specific. And that's at the top of your page there,
those 10. I'm looking for step 10.
Yeah. We're going to do that tomorrow. Step 10 is tomorrow.
Okay.
We're saving the best for the last.
All right.
But you decide what you want from God. You be specific about the things that you're believing God for. Mm-hmm. Then you locate the scriptures that promise you what you want from God. You dig into the Word. The Word is your answer. You go to the Word, which is the answer,
right,
which is the will of God. Step three.
That's where faith is.
That's where faith is. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word. Step three, get those scriptures firmly fixed in your heart. Get them down on the inside. You do that by spending time reading the Word, meditating the Word, listening to the messages, going to the meetings. That's how you do it. We have a Branson Victory Campaign coming up here shortly, and you need to plan to go to that meeting and just get in the atmosphere of the Word of God.
Where you're not doing anything else. Just
going
to hear the Word
no distraction.
Three times a day.
And people come to our conventions, and there are people that stay all week long. They go to every meeting. And every time I go into a convention, I just tell the Lord, Lord, I want to be completely transformed by what's being said here. That it really is. You're bathing in the Word of God. You're soaking in the Word of God. Step four, then once you do the first three steps, then you ask God for what you want and believe you receive when you pray. Now, those two, we put those together. You ask Him for what you want in faith. You come before the Father in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask You for this home in the name of Jesus. We are claiming a debt-free home. Father, we're standing on Your Word, and You list the scriptures that You have located. And then you say, by the time you get to the amen, you say, amen, so be it, I take it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, as I was just saying that, Gloria, that was really ministering to me because you said yesterday, you talked about amen and the fact that amen means so be it. And I was thinking to myself as I just said this, you know, I really need to discipline myself to say amen, so be it.
I like to do that.
I take it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And it's always good when you pray a major prayer like that to write down the date and the time.
That you received it.
That's the moment that I received that. And then you keep going back to that moment in time as a memorial to what you
That's
set
right.
before the Lord.
Praise God.
Well, once you do that, then the stand of faith begins. Then what do you fill your time with? What do you do? So many people, when they pray, they say amen, that's it, they don't do anything else, and they just wait around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where is it?
It's good to undergird that prayer.
Where is it?
Undergird.
You have to undergird the prayer and the things that you undergird the prayer
and
with.
And you do that as much for you as hearing it as the Lord. Probably more for you hearing it because you won't let go of it.
Yeah.
You're undergirding your faith.
Yes.
I believed I've received it. I have it and I thank You for it, Lord.
You are encouraging yourself in the Lord by doing these things. And what things do we do? Step five, refuse to allow doubt and fear to enter into your consciousness. The only thing you should allow into your consciousness is faith. The only thing you should allow into your consciousness is the Word of God.
That's right.
But refuse to allow anything else to get in there. The cares of this world, the lusts of other things, the pressures of life.
If you don't want it in your life,
Don't let it in. Don't like the illustration of don't sign for the package of snakes, you know, the box of snakes.
Oh yeah.
The guy comes to your door that says, I have a box of snakes here. Well, I didn't order those. Well, don't sign for them. Don't let them in.
No.
Don't let it in.
Don't take them.
Don't take it. And if it tries to get in, you cast it out. You cast out every high imagination that tries to exalt itself against the Word of God and the vision and the prayer that you prayed, and you cast that thing out, you spew it out, you say, you have to do sometimes what I've done when doubt tries to enter in or fear, I say, no.
That's right.
I like what Kelly said when Lindsay was first taken into the hospital, and she said, I refuse to fear.
That's
Her
right.
daughter had a, Lindsay had a serious case of spinal meningitis on Christmas Day many years ago. And we got the call from Kelly. We got in the car. Terry and I went downtown to the hospital. And we were there in the hallway when the doctor took the sample, and he was really concerned for Lindsay. And we walked down into the hallway, and I was standing there with Kelly and Terry, and you could see the pressure on Kelly's face. You could just see the intensity of the moment. Gloria, she looked down, and then she looked up. It's like something, well, it was the Holy Spirit that took over her. When she looked down, then she looked up and she said, I refuse to fear. From that moment on, from that moment on, this thing took an upswing. We were, that did it right there.
That's right. You know, let me say this about our family.
Yeah.
You might want to be this way if you're not already. When we have a situation like a serious accident or a serious disease, which has not been all that often, but when we do, I want you to know our family gets it in gear.
Yeah, that's
right. I mean, we're all 30 maybe of us, or 40 or however many's in town. We're all at
the
hospital or wherever it is.
Yep.
We're believing God. We're praying. And we just kind of camp out till we get what we
want.
That's right. And done, coming to pass, the healing, the change, and so on. And that's a good way for a family to be.
Exactly.
We stick together.
We do stick together. And people don't realize that. They look at you and Kenneth and think, well, nothing's ever happened to them and nothing has ever taken place in their life. We've had a lot over the years, a lot of standing to do. And we've learned these things. We've learned how to overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by applying applying the Word of God. And there have been many occasions where we've had to just lock arms together in faith and believe God and speak the Word over our lives. That's one of the privileges that I've had in being in this family, is to watch them and to see them lead us. And it's faith. Boy, it's faith all the way. And we have made it through many a serious situation,
and
car accidents.
And through every one of them.
Wow, when Jenny was in that car accident when she was just a baby, thrown from the car, that was on Monday before the convention started many years ago. And here we go, we're headed to the hospital, we're standing in faith, we're believing God. Brother Copeland is getting up there preaching the Word. You just learn how to fight back.
That's right.
And take your stand.
We fight the good fight of faith.
We fight the good fight.
It's a good fight because we win.
We win.
We're basing it on the Word of God.
Absolutely.
And it's a one fight.
It's a done deal. So we have to refuse to allow that doubt and fear to enter in.
Mm-hmm.
Step 6, see yourself succeed and not fail. Step 7, give God continual praise and thanksgiving. Step 8, make every prayer a statement of faith. What does that mean exactly? You've prayed the prayer of faith. You've set your course on what you're believing for. You said amen. And then you've said, I take it in Jesus' name. And from that point forward, we don't do vain repetitions, re-asking. No, from that point forward, these are affirmations of what we just prayed. Father, I want to thank you.
Yes.
I want to thank you today for my home. I want to give you praise and honor that we have received our home. We have taken our home. It's ours right now. That's what we say. That's what we pray. Now today,
George, I had a thought earlier, just a few moments ago, that somebody says, "Well, yeah, but I don't have a family like that. I don't have a big family." It doesn't take a big family. One person in faith can change any situation.
Yeah.
We just do a big family because we got a big family.
We got a big family.
Yes, amen. And we just all pile in together and believe God. But one person can do that in your family.
Yep.
If you know, and you're in a situation and you're not able to pray, well, you've got a person, a friend, somebody that can pray the prayer of faith for you, or at least you should have. You should cultivate that. You should have that.
Have a prayer partner that you can stand in agreement with.
There does come sometimes when people can't believe themselves.
And they can also call the prayer line here.
And that's another reason to be in a really good church.
Exactly.
That knows how to pray.
Exactly. And we've got a prayer line here that people can call.
Yes, that's right.
And I know many of these prayer ministers that we have here, and they are full of faith.
Those people, they believe God.
They really do, and they get results. And so if you need agreement and prayer over anything,
there's always someone
you call
here,
them.
Right, George?
Always someone here to be able to take their call.
Praise
Absolutely.
God.
Well, this last one, or this next one here, step 9, testify to what you believe.
Say it.
Testify, say it. It says in Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Their testimony.
the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto the death. We are redeemed by the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Because of that, Gloria, we have a right to all that Jesus has done. Then
it belongs to us.
We add our testimony. We add our testimony to what He's already done, and our testimony happens to be the Word of God.
That's right.
It is the Word. Well, you prayed for your healing. Do you think you didn't get your healing? I am healed. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Jesus bore my sickness and disease, and by His stripes I've been made healed and whole. He sent His Word and He healed me. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead now dwells within me and makes alive my mortal flesh. My youth is renewed like the eagles.
Amen.
He fills my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed, and with long life does He satisfy me, and He shows me my salvation. Well, what I just said in those few moments there, that's my testimony.
Amen.
That's
praise
what I believe.
God.
That's
and
where I stand.
And even those people that are listening that say, well, I don't have any family. Well, you should have a Savior. If you don't have
that's
a Savior,
right.
you just
that's
say,
right.
Jesus, I receive You as my Lord and Savior. And He'll receive you, and you have a Savior.
That's right.
And you have, that makes then people that are in the church that are born again, that's your family. You get in a good church that preaches you the Word. You don't have to stay by yourself.
That's correct. That's
in fact,
absolutely
you should,
correct.
It is not smart to be isolated. It is smart to get in a church that believes God, make friends, go to work in that church, help them, and have people that you call when you need help, if you need a prayer partner. Make friends. You make friends.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Yeah, that's what.
And
I...
if you don't know where to get any, I say, Lord, I'd like to have some spiritual friends, and I'm asking You to show me where to go to church or where to go to find them or whatever. But I'm asking You to give me prayer partners. I'm asking You. There are George.
Good.
There are
that's
people
good.
That don't have anybody.
And I know it. I know it,
and
Gloria. They can have somebody.
God will give you somebody.
So we've agreed together right now.
Yes, amen.
That if you are alone, somebody, the Lord is sending somebody in your life to be able to minister to you and to be able to stand in faith with you.
Yes.
And, you know, even before that happens, you've got us here at
that's
Kenneth
right.
Copeland Ministries and the broadcast. And even though we're not there with you personally, you can be watching that broadcast and being fed by the Word
so
of God.
So don't sit in your room and just say,
no.
I don't have anybody. There's nobody. Nobody loves me. Get in a good church. Cultivate friendships and create
that's
fellowship
right.
with people. And you'll have people that'll pray for you and with you and be a part of a good church. Glory to God.
Well, when we give our testimony to others, whether it's that we're standing for something or we have received something, that builds that faith on the inside. When we testify according to the Word of God, we are to hold fast our profession of faith. Don't let it go. Don't let it slip. And testify to what you believe, what you are standing on. And to testify to others, this Psalm 34 on your second page, Psalm 34, 2, in the Amplified, it says, my life makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble and the afflicted hear and be glad.
Praise God.
Your testimony of faith is going to encourage others. It's going to build other people
up. You minister to other people.
Yeah, exactly. And when you hear the good news about what God is doing in people's lives and how they're standing, it encourages you. It builds you up. It's a strength to you. And I was thinking about, I wrote down here in Mark 5, the madman of Gadara. I call him the delivered man of Gadara.
That's good, George. I like that.
You know, and we often call that woman with the issue of blood. Well, I call her the woman that was healed of the issue of blood. But the delivered man of Gadara in verse 15, the crowd soon gathered around Jesus and they saw the man who'd been possessed by a legion of demons. He was sitting there fully clothed and perfectly sane. And they were all afraid. And in verse 18, it says, as Jesus was getting in the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. But Jesus said, no, go home to your family and tell them everything the Lord has done for you and how merciful He has been. So the man started off to visit the 10 towns of that region and began to proclaim the great things that Jesus had done for him. And everyone was amazed at what he told him. So we have to testify to what we know to be the truth. And we've got a testimony, speaking of testimonies, we have a testimony right now from from Eli and Haley Entz, and they have a testimony, Gloria, of debt freedom.
Hallelujah.
They've been watching us. They've been watching us.
They've been listening.
And they have a testimony that is so outstanding. I met them at the Calgary meeting in Canada. They told me the testimony. I said, you need to get with our people.
Right.
And so here it is.
Oh, good.
You get encouraged because you get in the debt freedom line.
Amen.
As you hear this amazing testimony. We'll be right back.
My name is Eli Entz, and this is my wife, Haley Entz.
He's Canadian, and I'm South African. And we had moved back to South Africa for a couple of years, and that's where we first got introduced to a Rhema church in Durban, and that's when we first started learning Word of Faith and Faith Christianity, the very surface of it. And we actually came back to Canada and we had absolutely nothing. We had a two-year-old and a two-month-old, and we came back and had enough money to live on for a week and two little children. And absolutely nothing. No winter clothes. Like, you couldn't start with more nothing than we had. Really just tithed our way right out of that whole situation and continued to be blessed and learn more about that. And then over time started watching BVOV, and we continued to tithe and continued to sow, and God just kept increasing us and made a way for us to get our first home. But we had a mortgage because we really hadn't grasped the debt-free aspect of faith yet. But as we were learning and more about that, I really got that in me that I wanted to be mortgage-free and debt-free. So I would keep on seeking the Lord, and then He would show us different things to do and we would obey. The very first time George and Gloria taped their first week and we started watching, and that's when I think we got a revelation of getting serious about wanting to be mortgage-free. And by now my son, my younger son, is in his last year of high school, and I had always had a goal to be mortgage-free and debt-free before my youngest child graduated from high school. And here we were months, and I said to God, well, I can't do this in my own strength. It's not possible for me. Like, you, in the natural, it doesn't look possible. And so we made a decision to actually fast from all our secular TV shows and the other natural things, and to order the financial breakthrough package and to do it over and over again. And we just kept doing it. And so we did it the first 10 days, and then the way you think starts to change a little bit. So then we did it another 10 days and it goes a bit deeper, and did it another 10 days, and then just kept standing on all of those scriptures and all of those promises. We were just driving home and I got a download from the Lord. This is what you have, use it. And I got very specific instructions about what to do. And it was partly to do with using our contracting company to go and build and sell a house. And it took boldness, mm-hmm. and stepping out in faith. Mm-hmm. And so we just acted on that, and everything fell into place. And the house was sold within less than a week. We didn't even have a second open house. And so that was our supernatural sale. Mm-hmm. And from that, the Lord showed us how to take those resources and pay our mortgage down, and all before my son graduated. So that was like all standing in faith and standing on all those promises, and all came to pass in a very quick period of time, because what was not possible in the natural, He made work.
I just would like to say the word works. We've just found over the years when we needed God, we realized we had to get in the Word. It was us who had to make the move to get in the Word, put the word first place. And every time the word works. We've learned so much through watching these different packages, the healing package, the wellness, the relationship package, the financial freedom thing. We keep doing these over and over because we need to re-immerse ourselves. We constantly have to put that in so that we're ready. And then George and Gloria, we just can't wait for it to begin again because we want to keep moving in step with financial freedom and stay free.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.